You're listening to Idaho Matters. I'm Gemma Gaudette. We are just about a week away from Halloween, and kids, they are in the midst of carving pumpkins for the holiday. But you know, we decided to be a little bit different here on Idaho Matters and carve a gourd instead. But we did need an expert because there was no way I was going to be able to do something like this. So we tracked down Ron Swank. He is the president of the Idaho Gourd Society. Who knew we had an Idaho Gourd Society? And he has been carving a thunder gourd for the last hour. Okay, so now you are live in studio with me, Ron.
Hi, Gemma.
And you carved this gourd, and I know it's radio, so people can't see it, but we're going to have video and pictures for folks, in the last hour.
Yes. So what takes the longest is cleaning, prepping the gourd, cleaning the inside, kind of like a pumpkin. You have to scoop up all the seeds and all that.
Mm-hmm.
In this case, they're all dried out, and so that's the dirty job.
Okay, that's the hard part.
That's the hard part.
All right.
So then doing on the outside, you can do whatever, people can do whatever they want on a gourd. We use it as a canvas. People carve on them, paint them, wood burn them. They do all kinds of things on gourds.
Okay, so what exactly is a gourd?
A gourd, it's kind of like a squash.
Okay.
And so what it grows just like a pumpkin. And the longer it grows, it gives it a chance to, when the gourd matures, the shell of it, of the gourd itself hardens. So then at the end of the season, it doesn't rot. And
because you can take all of that, everything out of it.
But and you do that afterwards. So basically when you grow a gourd, you grow this season, I harvest them, I'll keep them outside, mm-hmm, in the rain, snow, whatever. And then by early spring, all the moisture inside dries out and it...
That's fascinating.
It becomes useful.
Okay, so what is a thunder gourd exactly?
So essentially what a thunder gourd is a drum. And in this case, using a gourd, it has a opening on the side of the gourd for the sound to come out. On the bottom, I attach a drum. And in this case, it's a synthetic drum head. It's glued on. And on the drum itself, there's a spring attached to it.
Mm-hmm.
So what happens is the drum picks up the vibrations of the spring, and that's what creates the sound.
Okay, so give us the sound. Oh, and then if you put your hand over it, you can change the sound.
You can change the sound, correct.
That is fascinating.
So that's a thunder gourd.
Okay, so that's a thunder gourd. But you carve other types of gourds.
I do other stuff, yes.
Okay, so tell us about that, because you've brought in a flute gourd? Is that what it is?
So I grow a variety. It's called a long-handled dipper. And it's
and it looks like that,
dipper.
Actually.
Yes. So you have short handle, long handle, extra long handle dipper. So
okay.
What I do is I grow those on a trellis, so they'll grow straight. And I carve and make Native American-style flutes out of them, out of the gourds.
Okay, so if you're growing these on a trellis, and I am looking at how large this is, are you afraid you're going to hit your head on it when you're, growing them?
You do once in a while.
Oh, okay. All right.
You do run into the gourds when you have them hanging.
I was going to say, I mean, that's kind of a, that could be an issue right there.
Absolutely.
Oh, okay, but you do have to grow this specific gourd to then make a flute.
Correct. So I grow them. If they grow on the ground, they don't grow straight. They'll just curl and they just different things happen with the gourd. So
mm-hmm.
I grow them on a trellis, so they'll grow straight. And I'll start them early in the season. I'll start the plants indoors so I get a little longer growing season. So the gourds will thicken up a little bit more so I can use them for the flutes.
Okay, so then you've brought two flutes in today. So talk to us about these.
Okay, so this bigger flute, I can play a brief little song on it.
Yeah, please
it's
do.
It's tuned to an E minor. And I made this one about 3-4 years ago for one of our gourd competitions that we have at our annual gourd meeting, gourd festivals.
Okay.
Okay, so this is, so it's an E minor.
That is amazing.
Now, this other flute, I've been wanting to make one like this for quite some years. This is a double flute, so it's two different gourds I used for it. And so what I can do, it has a mouthpiece where I can play one or the other flute, or I can play both of them at the same time.
All right, because I was going to say, how do you do that?
Give you a little demo.
Okay.
It does take a little practice to get used to it.
Did you find this? Like, what made you decide, I'm going to carve gourds?
Well, I'm like you. When you said I didn't know there was an Idaho Gourd Society, I was kind of the same way. I made my first Thunder Gourd, and this was back in 2009, and I was in the winter. So then I was like, where did I get more gourds in the middle of the wintertime? So I went online, I started doing a little research, and I found an American Gourd Society, and then I found the Idaho Gourd Society, and it just took off from there.
It was love after that.
It was.
So how did you find out about being able to carve gourds, though? I mean, what was it that drew you to this?
I've always liked making things, using my hands to create things. And first of all, I got into the flutes. I grew up in South America, and I loved Andean music, where mm-hmm. they make a lot of flutes out of bamboo. And when I went to college, you know, it's Oregon State, not mm-hmm. an issue, I'm sorry.
It's okay.
But anyways.
We will not hold it against you here. I went to Washington State.
I am a Boise native.
Okay, that's all that matters.
So I took a class. It was an intro to Native American flute, and I got involved with that. And I learned how to play the recorder as a kid, and it just kind of took off from there. I just loved making things. I met with a flute maker. We made our first flute together, and it just kind of took off from there. I first started making flutes out of sunflower stalks. Then when I moved to Idaho, I started got involved with gourds, and I saw these long-handled dippers, so I started making flutes out of gourds.
We're talking with Ron Swank. He's the president of the Idaho Gourd Society. You're actually holding your 20th festival.
Yes, we are. We're excited.
Okay, so what's going to go on at the festival?
So at this festival, it's Saturday and Sunday. We do have, so every festival we have a competition. We have members and non-members where they enter pieces into the competition.
Do you have to make music with them?
No.
Okay.
People do so many different things with the gourd, so no.
I was going to say, because I'm out right there. Like, I'm done.
There are very different categories, what's wood burning, carving, painting. There's just so many different categories where you can enter your pieces in. So it is a competition. Then members are the public is welcome to come in, and they can see all the things that that people do with gourds.
Well, I'm just really fascinated by this because it's so different than I think what we think of when we think of, you know, gourds or even pumpkins. And even when our producer set this up and she said he's going to carve a gourd, I have to admit, I kind of thought we'd see a jack-o'-lantern. I'm just being honest.
No, I hear you.
But there's so much more than that.
It is. You got to think outside the gourd.
Yeah. Yes. Yes, you do. So what's the mission of the Idaho Gourd Society?
Well, the mission is to, and I should have this memorized, but the idea is to promote the gourds mm-hmm. to the public and the uses of gourd. What's it used for? And there's so many things you can do with gourds. We have so many members involved in the community where they do classes. Whether it's in schools or in the community, different events where they just educate people what a gourd is, what you can do with it, and it's fun. So part of this. Our festival as well, they'll have some make and takes where people come in, adults, children, where they can just do little gourd projects while they're there visiting.
So where will the festival be held this weekend?
That is at the Event Center. I believe it was formerly known as the Potomac Center.
Okay.
That is off of right behind the Boise Town Square Mall, right across from the Sizzler.
Oh, right. Okay. Right in that area. So if you know Boise, but people can look it up too and get the actual address.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So what's amazing to look at, and like I said, we will have pictures and video online because it's really worth your time, folks, to take a look at this because it's such beautiful artwork. And I mean, are people sometimes surprised by that? Like when I look at this flute, I would have never thought this came from a gourd.
Right. I'm surprised when I go to a festival. I am surprised what people do with gourds. I do some pretty neat stuff, but it just blows me away what other people come up with and the things they do, the art that people do on gourds. It's incredible.
It really is. It's really fascinating. Would you do us a favor and would you play us the flute as we wrap up the show for today?
Absolutely. I can definitely do that.
Lovely. We've been talking with Ron Swank. He is the president of the Idaho Gourd Society. It is holding its 20th festival this weekend at the Potomac Manor in Boise. I want to thank Ron. I want to thank all of you for being a part of Idaho Matters today. Our producers are Frankie Barnhill and Samantha Wright. Our digital intern is Ethan Weber. I'm Gemma Gaudette. It is Tuesday. Have a great rest of your day and take a moment and listen to the gourd music.